Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Well, Coach, congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo. This past week undoubtedly has been a bit of a whirlwind for you. With all the thoughts that were running through your head about your future, how did you come to the decision to become the 16th head coach of the Buffalo Bills?
Well, you know, obviously I wasn't thinking about that as we were preparing for an important bowl game. So, you know, my thoughts and preparation was with the team. And then all of a sudden there was an interest level and some opportunities were created. You know, when I had to make the decision, there were opportunities out there. And this is where I wanted to be. So I'm excited for that. You know, at one point, you know, Syracuse was my dream job, and I meant that. I truly did. I don't want to miscommunicate that. But I had the opportunity to restore that program, and I did, and put it back on track, and what a great tradition it is. And now, you know, there's a, you know, I have a dream again, you know, to come to this franchise. You know, Mr. Wilson has given me an opportunity, and Russ and Buddy, and I'm excited about restoring, you know, the great tradition that we've had here. And doing that all, staying in the state.
You've been described as demanding but approachable. Tell me why both of those qualities are important for a head coach.
Well, you know what? I learned a long time ago as a player that, you know, I didn't need anyone to tell me, you know, give me a lot of fluff or anything. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, when I was being coach, my coach would tell me, you know, A, why I'm playing and what I need to do to get better. Or two, why I'm not playing and what I need to do to play. You know, or really three, you know what, you're not playing and you're not in the plans. And, you know, those things, you know, sometimes hurt. But, you know, you have respect for that. And, you know, I'm sure in this process there'll be stories that come out. You know, I remember Jim Finks. I was with the New Orleans Saints as a player. That's back when we had Plan B free agency. And I had an offer from Minnesota. And I went into Mr. Finks' office and I said, hey, I have this offer from Minnesota. You know, will you guys match this offer? And, you know, he looked at me and he said, we'll match the signing bonus, but we're not going to match the incentives. And the reason is because you're a backup. And if you play, it's because someone was injured. So I don't think you deserve that. Now, it stung and I was mad. But I remember after a couple of days, I said to myself, you know what? At least I know that he shot me straight and I know where he was coming from.
One of your former players, I'm going to read you a quote, Jonathan Meldrum, said this about you. Coach Marone is a very, I wouldn't say intimidating man, but he has a great presence about him. He just grabs your attention. There's no messing around. Whenever he talks, he grabs every part of you. What do you think it is that makes you so effective in getting players to engage, bear down, focus, and execute?
I think it's one thing for me. You know, I have an appreciation for the game of football and what it's enabled me to do. Enabled me to go to college, to get an education, to develop. And in doing so, it helped me, you know, meet my wife and able to have a great family. And I think that's where it starts for me. And that's the core of it. You know, and I believe if you play this game, you should respect this game. And I think when I talk about football and what we want to do, that passion or energy may come out. And I think people understand that because I think when you take a step back, you know, as a player, no matter what level you're at, you have to have respect for the game. It's a very demanding game. It's obviously a team game. It's a very difficult game. Not everyone can play this game.
Looking at the team you inherit here, I'm sure in the conversations you had with the coach search committee that they explained that, you know, for the better part of the last 13 years, there's been a bit of a losing culture that exists in that locker room, and it's been hard for some of your predecessors to eradicate that from the locker room. You executed a turnaround effort successfully at Syracuse. I don't know if it's necessarily the same approach that you take in the NFL, but maybe speak to me about why you feel you have some of the makeup or qualifications from a head coaching perspective to kind of push that losing culture out the door and get rid of it for good.
You know, look, obviously my experience in New Orleans is one I think people would look at, but I want to be very, I want to communicate this the right way. You know, push that losing culture doesn't mean I'm coming in here and getting rid of players. I want to build a trust. You know, people talk about changing the culture. You know, I want to get to know the players. I want the players to get to know me. I think that's important. I think that, you know, when people use that word changing the culture, in order to create a culture, you have to have a common language. And I think that's a process. That's why, you know, I got to create a balance right now of all the work that's ahead of me, that when players come by, I take time, they get to know me, we build a trust, and we do this together. You know, one coach can't just turn it around. You know, you have to have a group of coaches and a group of players that truly believe in the direction of what we're doing. You know, what are the expectations? You know, I think it's important. We communicate our expectations to our players. But I also think it's important, if you talk to anyone that's ever played for me, what are their expectations of me? Because in doing so, you know, my job is to hold the players accountable for those expectations, but they have to hold me accountable for what their expectations are of me, and we do this together.
Last one for you. New York native, born and raised. What's it like to coach the only New York-based NFL franchise left?
I'm excited. You know, like I said before, there were some opportunities, but this is where I wanted to be. So, you know, I think it'll be one of those things that I look back on, you know, as I get older. But right now, really, my focus is on a job, and I'm looking forward to getting to work.
Coach, thanks much for the time. Once again, welcome to Buffalo.
Great. Thank you, Chris.